You're listening to SBS News.
Vaccinations start in Australia on Monday, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the preparatory work has been done.
We're ready to go. That's the clear message when it comes to rolling out this vaccine. The best medical experts and professionals in the world have both signed off on these vaccines. So you can be confident. Yes, it's a jab, and yes, there's a lot of technology, and yes, there's a lot of science. But what I'm particularly pleased about is the care, the concern that is being demonstrated to Australians as they'll come through this process. I know for many, this may be a very anxious process.
Nursing home residents and quarantine workers will be among the first to receive vaccines. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the vaccination hubs have been busy making sure they have the processes and logistics in order.
They've gone through a number of processes of dress rehearsals, for want of a better term, to make sure everything is precise and ready, and also to make sure that, especially with the first vaccines that are administered, that we have good observation, good data and good information to support everybody through the process. It is a mammoth task, but a critical task.
Victoria has recorded three new locally acquired COVID-19 cases, which are all linked to the Melbourne Airport Holiday Inn cluster, which now numbers 22. Health Minister Martin Foley says Monday's vaccine rollout is significant.
This is a very important milestone, arguably the beginning of the end of the pandemic, but that does not mitigate the need for us to continue the social distancing, the mask wearing. All of these really important measures will continue to be important for some time yet.
Melbourne's Lord Mayor Sally Capp has reversed a decision to cancel this year's Moomba Festival. The City of Melbourne called off the event on Thursday, blaming the pandemic and the recent lockdown for cancelling the annual Labor Day festival held on the banks of the Yarra River. But under pressure from the state government, the decision has now been reversed.
The decision to cancel Moomba was a mistake. We had intended always to go ahead with some events over the long weekend, but we've heard the community loud and clear. And over the last 24 hours, we've been working intensively with the events industry and the Victorian government to come up with this revised Moomba 2.0.
Tasmania is reopening to Victoria from tomorrow. It will also allow hundreds of arrivals from the mainland to come out of quarantine. Premier Peter Gutwin says it's time for the move now that the Holiday Inn cluster is in check.
Victoria will move to a low-risk designated area again. What that will mean is that people will be able to travel back and forth without quarantine, excepting if they've been to a high-risk premises.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.